Well, good morning. It's Abbey 104. It's 11:05 on Sunday morning, and it's Folk Tales. I'm Terry Bennett, and we're here for the next 55 minutes with a guest in the studio for some great chat and some great music. So our guest this morning is Brandon Tye. Good morning, Brandon.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good morning to you. Let's put your mic up. That might be better. Right, good morning to you.
Yeah,
you
right.
Okay, now Brandon is the Managing Director of Concept Tye, which is, well, tell us what Concept Tye is.
Well, it's a design studio. It's basically based in Princes Street, and we do graphic design, we do website design, we do digital marketing, we work with businesses to promote them online in their digital presence. So yeah, we do loads and loads of different digital options for those companies.
Okay, and who are your customers for that sort of thing?
We work with lots of different businesses, businesses in the financial sectors. We work with companies that are just startup businesses. We've had lots of music connections. We've worked with lots of cafes in the local area, loads and loads of different businesses. Anyone basically that can. Yeah. That is a business can be one of our clients.
I see. Okay. Well, there's lots more to explore about that. Interesting thing about you is you're not that old, are you?
No. I'm 21.
21. Okay. Yes. So you've set up your own business and you've been doing it for 2 or 3 years, haven't you?
Yeah, 2 or 3 years.
Okay. Yep. So you weren't all that old when you did it, then?
No. Well, I was an aspiring graphic designer.
Yeah.
And I kind of developed into what we do now, yeah, and built a really strong team around me that, yeah, can do everything that we say that we do, obviously. Yeah. There's so much that we do now. It's really crazy to think that back then we were such a small little, it was just me and my friend Scott, and now we've kind of developed into a bigger team, and we're the people that we meet now is amazing, and obviously being on the radio, it's crazy.
That may be the pinnacle of things so far,
yeah,
being on Abbey 104.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Top
right, look, we're going to come back and talk a lot about how you came to get the idea and how the business came about.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got some records, as every guest in this show does.
Yes.
And the first of which is by Johnny Cash, who's yes, well, predates your time by a little while. But tell me why Johnny Cash and why Hurt.
Okay, so basically, I said to people that at Concept Tye to pick some songs. So Scott, who is my very close friend and also works for me, he's my lead designer, he picked this song, God Knows Why. He's obviously hurting in some way. No, but yeah, it's a great song and I do really like it, and it's kind of on our office playlist. So yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let's have a go at it then. As you say, it's a bit dark, but
hey,
let's play it anyway.
Never too dark for Sunday morning.
Quite right.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end, and you could have it all. Of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts. I cannot repair beneath the stains of time. The feelings disappear. You are someone else. I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend. Everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all. If I could start again, a million miles away, I would keep myself. I would find a way.
Well, Johnny Cash there with Hurt from 2002, originally by industrial rock band Nine Inch Nails, from 1995. Over 2 million downloads, so a bit dark, but quite amazing. A decent number, yeah. So that was chosen by Scott, you say?
Yeah, Scott, so thank you for that one, Scott.
Is Scott likely to be listening?
Yeah, he probably will be crying now later for the rest of the show.
Okay, in the studio we've got Brandon Tai, who is the managing director, owner, main mover, leading light behind Concept Tai, yes. Which is based in Yeovil, isn't it?
Yes,
and you are a design agency, digital agency, that sort of thing. Yes. Okay. Right, well, we'll come and talk about how the business grew up in due course, but let's talk a little bit about you. Mm-hmm. We've already established you're only 21 years old. Yeah. So how did life begin? Where were you born?
Peterborough.
Okay.
So, yeah, I was born up north, sort of. Well, it's not really up north, is it? Let's be honest. But
depends.
it depends where you are. But, I was born there, and then I moved down when my parents split up. So we moved down to sort of West Chinook, that sort of area down here.
Yeah.
And we stayed with my grandparents. Ever since, sort of five, I'd been down here, to be honest. So yeah, it's been great. Okay. I love it down here.
Most people do.
Yeah, it's the scenery, isn't it? I mean, I've lived in London and places like that, but it's just kind of so different down here.
Right.
So nice.
And are you one of many, or are you just an only child?
I've got a brother who is obviously my blood brother, and then I've got two stepsisters.
Oh, I see.
And they're great as well, extremely intelligent children. Obviously, apart from me.
Yeah. And the family name comes from where?
From China. So my great-granddad was Chinese, and then he moved over from China to Liverpool. And then he started some restaurants, and he had lots of different Chinese restaurants. And it was great.
Right. What brought him over from China, do you know?
Probably getting away from something. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what he was running away from. But he came over, started some businesses, and was reasonably successful, and then bet it all away.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. That's not so good.
You're playing Mahjong.
Okay. All right. We'll not go into that then. So what about parents' occupations? Did that in any way influence you into what you've ended up doing?
I would say, in terms of their success, definitely. I want to be successful like them, and I view them as very successful in terms of their jobs and the way that they are. Not necessarily the industries that they're in.
No.
More so, I've always been creative. They've always been very straight in the line, businessy.
Yeah.
You know, my mum's a businesswoman, my stepdad's a businessman, so...
I see. Okay, yeah. What sort of businesses were they in?
Aerospace, predominantly.
Oh, I see.
They do lots of cool things. Well, probably quite boring to most people, but, you know.
Okay, so that was an influence, and on I think you said your stepdad was in sales, is that?
Yes, massively, yes. So that's what's influenced me in terms of the sales area. I mean, I see myself as a little bit of a salesman, not you know, sleazebag, but that's helped me knowing what he's sort of does, and he can help me with that sort of thing, or has done in the past when I was especially when I was just starting out, and I could kind of get feedback from him in terms of what he thinks is good. And you know, so he's traveled all over the globe to sort of sell and do things with other businesses, so yeah, it's really, really helpful.
And he's helped you in the early stages of the business, has he?
Yeah, he's been a really good mentor. I see both of my parents as great mentors to me, and I think that's sort of what's helped me succeed, really.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so you moved to this area when you were, well, only about 4 or 5, but is that right?
Yeah, four or five, yeah.
And then, so school then, where did that all take place?
Okay, so my first school was obviously primary school, and that was West Chinook Primary.
Okay.
Which was a little tiny school with about 3 people in 1 year. But yeah, it was a nice school, really pleasant. It was a really nice village as well. And then we moved, obviously the catchment area for that school was Stanchester Community School.
Oh, I see.
Which is okay. Well, it was okay when I was there.
So you went to Stanchester.
Yeah.
So it was okay. So I'm taking it from that you didn't really enjoy school that much. Or is that right?
I had good friends in school, but you know, it's secondary school is really different to real life. I think you have to kind of try and fit into a certain mold to be perceived as something rather than being yourself and being accepted for that. So I mean, I feel like in order to be in the popular group of people in school, which I would say I was without, you know, but I had to almost not be myself completely in order to fit into that, and just sort of try and become someone who wasn't necessarily.
Yeah. Bit of a battle there. Okay, so you did okay at school?
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. I did really good grade wise for myself. I mean, I worked really hard to get those grades, that's just always been the sort of academically what I've been.
Was there anything in mind at that point? Did you have a vision of what you would do in later life?
I loved art back then. I really did love art, but I was more sort of sporty in secondary school.
Okay.
It was only really when I started going to college that I realised that, you know, graphic design was something I really, really liked.
Okay. So from Stanchester, I think you said you then went to Yeovil College, wasn't that right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so not too far away then.
No, I didn't venture very far, did I?
And what did you do there?
So I started off doing a graphic design course, as I said, which was great, really good tutors and great people there. And that's where I kind of developed my friendship with Scott, who actually works for me now.
Right.
And he was in that course. He went to Stanchester as well, but I didn't obviously hang around with him. And yeah, we developed a friendship through graphic design. Great, great guy. He's one of those people that you kind of, he can do everything. So you ask him, can you find out how to do that, Scott?
I know a few people like that.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Really annoying.
Yeah. You're like struggling there. No, he's a really great. And everyone else there was amazing as well. So we met some really cool people.
Really good time at Yeovil College then.
Yeah, it was good. It was really good. Really good. And then I did a foundation year after that because I knew I liked graphic design, but I didn't necessarily know exactly what I wanted to do after it.
Okay.
And I thought, because I've always been into fashion as well, I always thought that there's some symmetry between them, but I had to pick either or.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to try and figure out in that foundation year, as well as allowing me to get more points, I could develop myself and see exactly where I wanted to be.
Okay, so really, yeah, that's an interesting thing then, an interest in fashion.
Yes.
Which I guess is fairly unusual. Not that many people go into that field from sort of Yeovil College, for example. I'm probably setting myself up to be shot in flames there.
You're going to get hate from everywhere.
But, okay. So that was an early interest in fashion clothes, basically.
So I liked, rather than just the clothes, I did like clothes and I still love clothes and I love all of the different industries within fashion. But I liked the companies rather than the clothes.
I see.
Weird premise, but I really liked the way that fashion companies have their brand and their heritage behind them, and they have to try and enforce that through their clothing. And they've got lots of different versions of their clothes. So you've got bridge brands and different diversions, so brand diversions. So for example, like Hugo Boss, they'll have a lower end version of Hugo Boss, and then you go up to the higher versions like Couture and things like that. So it's interesting to see how they market each different type of brand within that same brand.
So that's quite a niche interest, really. It's not only just fashion, but it's the way in which companies use that and develop their policy and how they promote it. Then,
Weird. I'm a bit of a weirdo, to be honest.
Yeah, well, after that, I think we should take the second record, don't you?
Yes, I do too.
This is Daffodil Days.
Yeah.
Tell us about this.
Well, this one is a personal favourite. So it's a great song, really great song. It's very modern.
Yeah.
And it's really cool as well. Me and Freddie both listen to this. It's amazing.
Okay, this is by a group called Oscar.
Yes.
Daffodil Days. Let's play it. That's Oscar and Daffodil Days from their album Cut and Paste of 2016. And I was looking at that album during my research for this programme, and somebody said it's got a whiff of Blur about it, which I guess I can just about detect in there somewhere.
I suppose it's always going to be inspiration, so it'd be interesting to find out who they are inspired by.
Yeah, do some more research on that.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's Folk Tales on Abbey 104. In the studio, I have got Brandon Tye, who is the managing director and leading light behind Concept Tye in Yeovil, which you describe as a digital agency.
Yes.
And we've been going through a little bit of your early life, Brandon, and you were at school, I went to Stanchester, went to Yeovil College. You described Yeovil College as being a positive time.
Yeah.
But while you were there, did you have any real concept of where you were heading? You say you were interested in companies and the way that they approached fashion.
Yes.
Where is that going to lead in terms of a career?
I wanted to potentially work for fashion companies doing marketing, design, graphic design. So that's that was why I wanted to do fashion.
Yeah.
But also kind of link it back to graphic design as well.
Okay.
So that's why I kind of wanted to go to uni to do that. So
okay, yeah. So then that was the next step then. So yeah. you stayed at Yale College, you completed the BTEC course there, mm-hmm. and then it was, well, what do we do now? University. So yes. What was the thinking? You eventually selected Ravensbourne, didn't you?
Yes, Ravensbourne up in London, which is literally right next to the O2 Arena, which is amazing. Really cool building as well. They kind of developed the space so that it's all open and all of the rooms can be moved, so they've got these walls almost on wheels and they can move those around, so they can create huge spaces or really confined little areas, and they even did like fashion shows and things in that building. Yeah, so it's pretty amazing uni and great. I think probably one of the top design fashion based unis in London, to be honest, up with Goldsmiths.
Well, they describe themselves as fashion and technology related, which
yes.
kind of suited what you wanted
exactly.
quite neatly, yeah. didn't it,
yeah.
really?
Exactly.
And, yeah, as you say, next to the O2. And, yeah, one or two famous people have been there. Mm-hmm. Used to be Bromley Technical College before it became Ravensbourne.
Yeah.
And David Bowie, heard of him?
Yeah.
Bruce
who's he?
Yeah, that's right. Bruce Oldfield, Stella McCartney. So you were following in fairly... illustrious.
And now me, steps. I'll be up on the alumni soon. Don't you worry.
Okay, so when you went there, what was the course? What were you intending to do?
So it was fashion promotion.
Okay.
So it wasn't like fashion design.
What's fashion promotion then?
Fashion promotion, as I said earlier, it's kind of like delving deep into the fashion brands themselves and looking into how they market themselves, the way that they want to represent themselves to the public or to specific different industries. It's a really cool course. It was an amazing course, actually, to be fair, and some really great people.
Yeah,
allowed me to develop in confidence, I think, from back when I was in college.
Yeah. You said when we had a chat before this interview that you also had quite a strong interest at that time in design, basically, in what do we call it? I've lost it now.
Graphic design,
yeah, as opposed to sort of clothes design.
Yeah.
And so it was a bit of a toss-up, presumably, as to which way you went.
Yeah, it was in a battle. And the reason I did pick fashion promotion was because I could delve into that area as well as doing more fashion-based stuff.
Okay.
So we could develop into doing videography as well as doing the graphic design side of things, okay. which was great because that allowed me then to develop my skills in a variation of different multimedia. So we can do videography, graphic design, all of that helped me do what we do now today, I suppose.
Okay. So a good time at uni, good place to be.
Yeah.
Enjoyed being there.
Mm-hmm.
But
I left.
After not very long.
No, not very long. I think it was only two terms, to be honest, that after I left. And it wasn't because I wasn't doing well. I didn't throw all my toys out the pram and just leave because I wasn't. But I was doing really well, and it was a great course, don't get me wrong. But I knew at the end of the day, after university, I wanted to do my own business, because that time had developed me enough to think, right, okay, I don't want to work a salary paid job. I want to do my own thing, start my own business and get really involved in other businesses and help them push themselves, like what these fashion brands do. So yeah, I knew that rather than waiting forever to sort of leave and then just do exactly what I would be doing now, it's better to leave now, have a hell of a lot of less debt.
Yeah, well, that's obviously a major consideration for students these days, isn't it?
But,
I'm sure you had people, I imagine, maybe family and friends saying, oh, no, Brandon, you should see out the course and then do whatever you want.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of doubters, for sure. And there's, family were like, well, why don't you get the qualifications that then at least you've got? But I spoke to a few people within the industry, and they all said, look, it's experience that you need. You need to know, you know, if you're going to start a company, you've got to have that background. You've got to know what you're doing and be involved in that process straight away, rather than just getting the qualifications and then just being in exactly the same boat.
Yeah, okay. So that eventually swayed you into saying, great course, but
yeah,
I'm going to call it a day.
Yeah.
And
hard decision.
But it was, yeah, absolutely. So when you took that decision, did you have a very firm idea of what you were actually going to do when you left?
Yeah, I kind of wanted to just do graphic design, to be honest, and just do branding, because I like doing that. I like building businesses from scratch,
yeah,
helping them create identities.
Yeah.
And I kind of figure out different avenues and why we do that for a certain reason. So why we do this logo and what this means for your brand, and the reason we're doing this is because it's going to attract this target market or this demographic, and I really like doing that sort of thing. But we developed as a business.
Okay. So you left Ravensbourne, mm-hmm, and you came back to this area.
Yeah.
And so on day one after you left then, did you immediately start the business or did you have some time to reflect? Or?
Well, before I actually did leave university, I sat around with my friends, got all of their thoughts, and we tried to create almost like a concept for Concept High.
That's how the name came about.
Yeah, and we were trying to come up with names, we were trying to figure out loads. We had...
So is this where Scott came back into the equation? Was he still in the background?
He wasn't at uni. No. He was obviously still down here. Mm. But we came up with a concept. One of my friends up in London said Concept High. Oh. And I was like, wow, it's quite a cool, interesting name. You know, it's sometimes hard to say, but there you go. but when you come down, when I came down, sorry, we were thinking of names and we were like, yeah, let's try Sharp Media or Cutting Edge Media or something like that. But it didn't work, and I think what was good was it kind of linked to me. So it was like Concept Thai. Thai is my last name, as sure, some of you guys might know. And then also AI, which is software that we use, so Adobe, okay, Illustrator. So we use the Adobe Suite.
Right.
So it kind of, it's weird, it all links.
Yeah.
Not all intentionally, but you know, it's great.
Excellent. Okay, so you came back down to this part of the world, started the business.
Yeah.
And was Scott with you from the inception of the business, or did he join you again?
He's always...
So he had a fairly major input into what you were going to do.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. It's almost as much my business as it is his, to be honest.
Yeah, I see. Okay. All right, that seems like a good place to take your third track, which is a bit of Otis Redding. Okay, so where does this one come from?
Okay, so this was Scott again.
Yep.
He's got some amazing music tastes.
Yeah.
He likes a lot more old style music, which is great. It's amazing to have all of these different influences in the office.
Yeah,
and definitely. Again, it's on our playlist in the office as well.
Yeah. Okay, well, it's Sitting on the Dock of the Bay and Otis Redding.
Watching the ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, ain't the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting
That's Otis Redding and Dock of the Bay from 1968, recorded apparently only days before his death in a plane crash, and it became the first record in the US to top the charts posthumously. You didn't know that, did you?
No, I didn't. But then again, I'm sure Scott did, so it's okay.
Well, he may argue with me, but anyway, it's Abbey 104, it's Folk Tales on Sunday morning, it's 11:37, and in the studio with me is Brandon Tye, who is the owner and director of Concept Tye, and it's a digital agency and graphic design and all those sort of things, really technical, complicated stuff. And we've been talking a little bit about Brandon's early life and school and college and then off to uni, which turned out to be a shorter than planned stay.
Yeah.
And you left uni with the objective of going into your own business.
Mm-hmm.
Arrived back in Yeovil.
Yeah.
And okay, you knew roughly what you were thinking you wanted to do.
Yes.
How did you make it happen?
Well, grit and determination, I suppose.
Yeah, need those. Yeah.
The long haul. It's, obviously, you have loads of different problems in business when you first start, even when you've sort of been going 2 to 3 years. There's loads and loads of different things that can go wrong, go right, and you have to compromise on a few things as well. I've been lucky enough to kind of have support from a lot of different people.
Yeah.
And had some really great clients and really great businesses to be involved with as
okay.
well.
When you sort of came back from uni then, and you had this idea, but so tell me about the really early days. How did you start it happening? I think you found a business somehow, didn't you, that wanted your services, but how did you work that out?
Okay, so I basically, my first ever proper client, obviously I've done freelance work before, but my first proper client was Waterloo Music,
okay,
which is in Yeovil again, in Henford. Should I say Waterloo Street?
That's down opposite where the, well, Three Chuffs used to be, I think, isn't it?
Yes,
the pub there. Mm.
So we did their design, their logo, and kind of colour scheme, so a little bit of branding as well. And yeah, that kind of developed from there.
So that was like word of mouth that found you that, was it?
Well, I had a friend called James who was actually the son of the owner of Waterloo Music, or okay. one of the owners, should I say. We went from there, and luckily I knew him. It's kind of all word of mouth, and then we did that design, and it's kind of on a huge sign outside of the building, which is great. And then actually, moving on from that, we got an office in Waterloo Music upstairs.
Oh, okay.
Which is great. It was a little tiny office to start us off, and it's a small sort of desk and a sofa. And we kind of did a little bit of design there whilst the drums are playing, which was great. Not great for consultations.
Distraction from downstairs.
Yeah. but yeah, that was great. And then we've developed really from there. And
so in those early days then, mm-hmm. You were doing, what was it, fairly straightforward stuff?
Well, it was branding really, and that's kind of where we started from. So creating an identity for a business and making sure that they don't deviate from those brand guidelines that we would create, and make sure that then their message is as strong as it can be to any demographic or their target audience or consumers, which is great. Love doing that, building the image of the business, but we developed into doing much more than that. Now we do web design and things like that. Okay. And it's great because we can culminate them all together. And,
yeah, yeah, okay, we'll come on to that in a moment. But yeah. So from this very, very small office with the drums rattling around downstairs.
Yeah. Vibrating through the floor. Our seats are going up and down. Yeah.
You then, how did you start getting bigger and how did you find new clients?
Word of mouth initially, through because we had no advertising budget at all.
No.
And it was just literally all of our money was going into paying rent and paying obviously Scott and me, but not really me, but Scott.
You exist on what you can get by on.
Pretty much. And yeah, it rapidly kind of increased the amount of business that we were getting, the businesses that we were getting. Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing that's just due to quality of work and word of mouth.
Yeah.
And people come through to the shop, which was a good setup, and we'd speak to those people as well. And luckily had people sent upstairs to us if they ever needed anything.
Yeah.
So we did do a few music related things back then as well. We still can do that, but we don't do that as much.
I see. So that people then got to hear of what you were doing, and you started to diversify, obviously, from what you were just doing in the early days.
Yeah.
How did that come about? You just found the need for that type of those extra areas, didn't you?
Yeah, I think once you start doing certain aspects of design, you develop into the other ones because that's what a business wants.
Yeah.
And it's much easier for a business to come to you for everything.
You want
rather than just go to loads of different businesses.
Yeah.
And the good thing with us is we develop these strategic partnerships, which means that we can give the best of every service to our clients.
Okay.
So rather than saying go to this person, we'll have it all in house and get the best rates possible because it's an agency rate.
Yeah.
And it'd be great, and we can develop that brand for them and do all of their promotions and do their web design as well.
Okay, so at this stage then, you're still about 18 or 19, I suppose, are you?
Yeah, 19.
19, okay. Quite an undertaking for somebody of that age, really.
Yeah, and I had to quickly evolve into the guy I am now. I think I was, I wasn't immature at all. I think university kind of changed me in the fact that I've had my fun, and now I kind of, not that I'm not fun now, I'm a great guy, always up for a party.
If you do say so yourself, yeah.
but no, I kind of developed quickly, matured really quickly as well, and to be honest, the average friend that I've got now is kind of 40s.
I see, okay.
Just because that's the type of people that I hang around with, because that's who I'm around, really.
Yeah, that's the people you're doing business with a lot of. Yeah, I see. So Scott was with you, and so he's been with you pretty much all the way through. But as the business grew, you've taken on a few extras, haven't you?
Yes, so I've got Scott, who does obviously design, and he's the lead in that design element. I do design as well. We do web design together as well. I've got Freddie. So Freddie's business development. So he's recently come on. He's a recent addition to the team. Really, really great guy. Really outgoing and fun and really nice, genuine. And then I've got Jenny, who's also amazing, amazing lady. And she does social media and things like that, and pushes the social media platforms.
So you've taken on people that can specialise in different areas of what you're finding businesses need from you.
Yeah, within a parameter of, you know, I can go to other businesses for other things.
You can outsource if you need to. Yeah.
But I've kind of needed to have these strong people to help me with certain things. So Jenny, she's great with English. She used to be an English teacher, so she's really good with the English language.
Mm-hmm.
So she can do copywriting for people on websites and things as well,
okay. If
that's what they want. And Scott can find out, do everything, but it's amazing. Okay.
So I'm still curious, at a very young age, you take on the business. You've got no business experience before, which you wouldn't have had at the age of 18.
No.
And so how do you tackle things like, tax and VAT? Well, you may not be that big for a VAT. Generally, there's quite a bit to running a business, isn't there?
Yes, it's crazy. And I mean, VAT and tax is something that is confusing, as it's so confusing, but obviously you've got a good accountant,
okay.
so they can deal with those types of things. But initially doing that those returns is sort of, you underestimate how much work.
But running a business, you've got to have a fair idea of keeping cost under control and making sure that all the numbers stack up. Yeah. So you were able to do that from the start, obviously.
Yeah, so it's kind of just developed over time, and obviously the clients that we're getting now are very big, quite big businesses, and really we've really developed, and the clientele that we're getting is amazing.
Okay, we'll come on to that in a moment, but this is another really good moment to have your next track, which is Green Day. Tell us about this one.
So this one is Jenny. She's a bit of an emo at heart.
Okay.
So she loves all this type of music, and we do secretly as well. So
and
I
this
hope
is called
enjoy it.
Give Me Novocaine.
Yes.
Okay. Sounds interesting. Let's have a listen.
Take away the sensation inside. Bittersweet migraine in my head. It's like a throbbing toothache of the mind. I can't take this feeling anymore. Drain the pressure from the swelling. Sensations overwhelming. Give me all of your skin tight. Everything will be alright. Tell me that I won't feel a thing. So give me Novocaine.
Well, that's Green Day with Give Me Novocaine from their 2004 American Idiot album, which is an interesting name for for an album, but anyway, there we go. In the studio today on Folk Tales with me, Terry Bennett, it is Brandon Ty. Brandon, we've got almost up to date, really, haven't we? We've done your early life, we've done how the business was created and how it evolved. Yep. You had a move as well. You're no longer above Waterloo Music, are you?
No, we are up in a building called The Emporium. So we're on the top floor of The Emporium on Princes Street.
Oh, okay, right.
So we've got an office there. Obviously, we had to increase our size in order to expand the team.
Yeah.
And it's just better situation for us, I suppose. It's got lots of little different businesses inside The Emporium.
It's a very interesting little place, though, isn't
it? Really great. Great cafe there as well. So if you ever need a coffee, go to the cafe. Right. They paid me to say that.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. Okay, so the business then, it grew to the extent that you needed to have a bigger office, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why you moved there.
Mm-hmm.
And so that obviously you're increasing clients, which mainly by word of mouth, you're telling me, really.
Yeah, we do some online advertising, but we're lucky. I'm lucky. I do quite a lot of networking. Not necessarily the traditional way, which is going to all these networking meetings, but, you know, I'm quite good at getting to know someone and getting them involved, and I just got a really strong passion for what I do. So I think that's kind of what helps me get in touch with these people, and everyone that we've done stuff for in terms of clients is been happy. So I guess it's word of mouth, I suppose.
Have you ever found along the way any degree of skepticism with potential clients? This guy's not very old. You know, he's brand new in business. He's only been running for a few months. Does he really know what he's talking about? Is that come across?
I suppose people may think that, but having a team behind me is great for that as well. Yeah. So people can kind of see when I take people up to the office as well. I mean, our office is really lovely, and we've got really nice setup. We've got some really nice equipment, you know, state of the art. It's a great office, and I think that also, as soon as people come into that office, it's people understand that we mean business, and we are serious, and we are really good at what we do as well.
Well, I can tell talking to you, you're obviously very passionate about what you do.
You have to be.
I guess it's just sort of getting that across to people in the initial 30 seconds or whatever.
And I think there's a massive struggle for people to suddenly put their trust in someone that's younger. But actually, is it the better thing to do? Because everyone's getting older. I mean, even I'm getting older, but this is the current demographic at the moment, and that's who people should be trying to potentially advertise to. So maybe that is that's the answer.
Okay, all right. So the business then, as it now stands, how many customers you got? Who are they? What sort of people are they?
Got hundreds of different businesses. Right. Mm-hmm. You know, loads of different sectors. We do a lot for construction businesses as well. Yeah. We've done work for a company called Elite Scaffolding, which are a really great business.
I've heard of them.
Local business as well. That's the kind of businesses that we want, not necessarily want, but that's the kind of businesses that we have got now and sort of developing into. We've worked with some really big companies as well.
Yeah, okay. And the type of work that you're doing, I mean, when we chatted offline, you were saying building an online presence and creating a brand. So that's tying in all of the different bits that they are involved with.
Yeah.
So presumably their website, their publicity material, even their letterheads, video campaigns, all that sort of stuff.
We create campaigns on social media as well. I mean, the web design is the core, and that's kind of what we do, but the design comes hand in hand with that, and creating a brand as well and transferring that onto their web design. It's all hand in hand. Once you get a website, that's not the end of it. You've got to promote it somehow, otherwise you might have the best website in the world, but
if
how will people
looks
see
at it,
that
yeah absolutely. And it's still very much word of mouth, is it? It's recommendations from other clients.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, yeah, definitely word of mouth is probably one of the best ways of business.
Yeah, well, undoubtedly. And you've got links to other business. I think you were saying that you outsource when you need to.
Yeah, it's all under Conceptual Design Studios, but it's kind of, we've got these partnerships, so we work with developers, we work with people that are freelancers rather than maybe companies as well. We do trademarking as well, so after a brand's been created, the legal stuff behind that in protecting your identity. So we work with Battens in Yeovil, and they're kind of like an associate of ours. So
The solicitors, this is, okay.
So they work with intellectual property.
Ah, right.
Yeah, and it's really important. People don't underestimate it as well, because once you've got a brand there and it's all great and you've spent all this money on design, or you spent this money on getting great brand and web design, how is it protected? It needs to be protected,
of course.
Otherwise it's a waste.
Particularly in that field that you're in.
Mm. If you've got a successful business and you've developed that because you've worked your arse off, and you've got great design and something to back it up and showcase to the right audience, who's to say someone might turn around and say, right, oh, they're doing really well, why don't I nick their name?
Yeah, it's a danger, isn't it?
And then trademark it and say, you're breaching our... Yeah, it's there's so many different complex things to design that people don't understand, but it's great.
Okay, so you've built up a really strong business. You're happy with how it's going now.
Yeah.
Where does it go from now, then? What's
Take
the
over the world, I think.
Take over the world. So it's Concepti PLC.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Well, I'm really happy with the way it's growing. It's growing massively, and the types of clients that we're getting, as I said, is amazing. I just want to help more people really develop their brand and develop their businesses. Okay. And I know that we can do that for them with anything digital, really, yeah. because we do everything. Because we're an agency, we can do everything, which is great.
Yeah.
But yeah, just take every step as it comes, get bigger, get a big, you know, big studio.
So are there other areas that you haven't yet ventured into that you would like to get into associated with branding and product design and all that sort of thing, or is the model that you now have pretty much what you're going to run
well
with?
I think we have developed over these two to three years, which is a really short time within business, but we've developed into something that is a lot more sustainable.
Yeah.
And I think with the way that we're doing things now going forward, that's probably the best way.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't know, it might develop, you know, you never know. I mean, there are things that we've got on our little tick list that we need to do, which is becoming a Google partner.
Oh, okay.
You know, so we've got we've got digital marketing certification for Google fundamentals.
So there's definitely room to expand and to diversify and
If we become a Google partner, it just allows people to, it's more sort of, because we know we can do everything and we've got all of these people that can do it, but it's to back it up and so that people feel more reassured.
Okay. Yeah. Look, we're running short on time. Let's finish off with you. So what do you do when you're not doing all these fancy designs? You're running a business, so I'm guessing your spare time might be a bit limited.
Business, but, yeah. Well, I do a lot of business, but I love music. Music is a passion.
Okay. I think you said you play the guitar, is that right?
Yeah, play guitar. I do sing as well occasionally.
Should I give, us a number now? No, okay, right. Right, any other hobbies or outside?
Well, I think design is my hobby, and that's why I think we're good at what we do.
Yeah.
Because I love design, I love building businesses, brands, I love web design, I love creating identities, and that's why I'm so passionate about what we do.
I can tell that. Yeah.
Good.
Okay, look, we're just about there, so I'm going to say, Brandon, thank you very much for coming in.
Pleasure.
And it's been a really interesting story, and we wish you every success with the future of the business.
Thank you so much.
We're going to finish with your last number, which is actually called My Number by Foals. Who chose this one?
This is Freddie, so the newbie of the team.
Yeah.
So he's quite indie in terms of his music tastes, and he loves this song, and I like it as well. So, yeah.
Okay, well, it's Foals with My Number from 2012. You've been listening to Folk Tales. Join us again next week. Brandon, thank you.
Thank you very much. The creed of the culture now. You know.